Welcome to the Rich the Architect podcast, where I speak not only about architecture, but also the business of owning your own firm, along with other personal hobbies or interests I have. And now, introducing Rich the Architect,
Hey, this is Rich, of course. This is episode 8. For this episode, I actually did a few smaller, like about 10-minute segments throughout this week. I did one on Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. And it's just basically some thoughts I have. It's kind of interesting, kind of... Usually, like, I guess how my mindset usually is during the week is, like, Sunday, a kind of bit of a reflection of the previous week or previous, you know, just the time. But then I start talking about, like, kind of sales ideas or how I network and things like that. And then it kind of transitions into kind of responses to some things that happened during the week. So just move right into the first segment where I talk about my sales process. So usually, the episodes I record during the day, but actually this is late at night on a Sunday. And usually on Sunday nights... I like to, my wife and I will, if there's a TV show on, we'll sit down and watch that. And then, either go to, usually once the shows are over, I like to take a little moment to, tonight is actually like a gorgeous June night. I mean, I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's like perfect temperature, not too cold, not too hot. You know, it's great. So, nights like this on Sundays and, I mean, even other nights sometimes, but, I like to, just go outside, sit on the back porch or whatever. And, I find myself actually, watching, airplanes, try to see if I can find the paths that they have. Like, actually, I just kind of looked over here to my left and I could see one going probably, south to north right now. So I just kind of... Sometimes I just imagine where that plane's going. I do know sometimes the planes when they I'm like, oh, that plane might be, it's really high. So it must be going over to Europe or something. Cause I know they go up the East Coast, there was another one that kind of crossed over, but I could see it turning. So maybe that's flying into Philadelphia or I have, the Atlantic City Airport, which is in the other direction. So, sometimes I do that, not really think of anything. Sometimes I'm like, okay, not really planning out my week, but like, okay, what do I got to do this week type things, and sometimes I just kind of get into some kind of thoughts. So tonight I was just thinking about something and I felt, maybe I should, put this on tape or record it digitally, whatever this is, so just kind of talk out my thoughts rather than speaking in my own head. What I was thinking about tonight was selling my service, selling architectural services. And the service itself is, takes a long time. Even on a small project, I've worked on a one-room addition. That still can be, 3 or 4 months of time. It's not like, somebody hires me and 2 days later the job's done. Let's say I was a house cleaner. If somebody hired me to, clean their house, throw out some trash, a junk removal or something like that. It's 2-3 days, the job's done and you move on. There's different sales things you can do. And obviously, if it was that type of service, here's our number in case you need us again, I think I'm getting a little off track there, but with the architectural service, again, it takes a long period of time. you know, it's not an overnight, you know, couple day thing. So, or it's not like, well, it's not a, it, you can have repeat customers. Like I do have clients who I've done a number of jobs with, but there are a lot of, you know, kind of one and doneers. But, you know, when I think about the service being long, you know, taking a long period of time, I'm like, well, the sales process needs to also take a long period of time, you know? So it's like when I see stuff, I mean, with social media and that, you know, there's I sometimes think it's like when I see, other businesses, you know, like a house cleaner or something like that, that, you know, is constantly posting, information. Yeah. Well, 'cause they have, you know, they constantly have new jobs or, you know, new things going on. But for somebody like myself, where, you know, I tell people, I'm like, I don't need to have, you know, 150 jobs in a year. I could only have three, and that would be more than enough. I could have one, to be honest, you know, if it was a you know, big enough job. And so it's like, well, where, you know, I'm starting to think, I'm like, well, you know, if the sales process needs to be, I think, slower, then is the, like, is it good to, well, I don't know, is it good to try to, I think, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I think I just need to, for me, probably put out content as much as I can. I guess what it is put out as much as I can, but I don't need to try to, I guess, compare myself to other types of services or other types of businesses who it makes complete sense to constantly be providing content. And I think the other thing too is there's certain, you know, certain businesses that it's easy to kind of easy to digest. And I say digest because what I was thinking as an example was a restaurant. You know, it's easy to, oh, that, you know, the food's good. Or, you know, I was earlier today, I was at a brewery and, you know, you have a beer and you're like, hey, that's a good tasting beer. You know, it's kind of an immediate, you know, satisfaction or dissatisfaction with a business. And yeah, so guess education part is really, like, I always feel like there's so much information that happens in a project. Like I guess I have like a 30-second speech, but it's really difficult. You know, I always walk away from something, a situation like that, and I'm like, well, you know, I could have been told, said this, I could have, you know, there's always more and more. And you know, maybe I'm in my own head. Maybe like any business owner who's hearing this right now could be, you know, thinking the same thing. But yeah, it's with that, you know, education and of, you know, trying to educate potential clients or just public in general. It's really like, I guess, you know, when I'm in a situation where it's, let's say it's a networking event, and I know in my head what I want to say, but I don't have the time to say it. So I think I sometimes will kind of just like throw a bunch of stuff out of there or not, not want it to end. Is something like, I do find there's times where I'm probably like, I'm kind of telling myself, I'm like, all right, well, no, it's time to go on, you know, but, you know, but I almost want to just be like, oh, but, you know, here's this other thing. And I guess it's just a way, like, you know, I think there's value in, you know, meeting people face to face and all of that. But I guess it's just like, I'm not going to say patience. I mean, patience is part of it because, you know, things don't happen overnight. But I guess it's just like, hey, just tell a little bit of information here, a little bit of information there. You know, I'm not really hung up on like, you know, oh, I gotta have this work or anything. I've gone through plenty of situations like that where, you know, like, I mean, I had a situation just a month or two ago where it was like somebody hired me and said some stuff, and I was just like, wait, and slept on it. And then the next day I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to work with you. You know, so it's not like I'm desperate for work or anything. But you know, I guess it really, you know, I think I just kind of like touched on it briefly there is just, you know, kind of just giving information when, you know, whenever, you know, whenever it's applicable. And over time, you know, if it's a long process for what I do, you know, it's like, let's just say, you know, like I'm there's the designing, the blank piece of paper, start drawing up a floor plan or whatever. But then there's that period of time where it's like I'm just detailing a wall assembly, or, you know, how a flashing detail between a roof and a wall, you know, or whatever else. You know, so it's just like there's certain times that, that, you know, that can come out. And I guess it's just really just follow the conversation, you know, let the, you know, whatever conversations you're having, you know, when you're talking to people, or I guess I'm really kind of talking to myself right now. You know, these are kind of, again, these are thoughts that are kind of going around in my head. I'm just kind of putting them through behind my voice rather than my head. And, it's just like, just let it, like, you know, just let it kind of come to you, you know. Don't try to strike all the time, you know. Don't try to go for the slam dunk. Don't, you know, do the, you know, just do the layout, start with the layups, you know, kind of come back for your jumper. Then, you know, eventually maybe you're hitting threes or doing the slam dunks. But, yeah, it's just like, maybe baseball's a better, you know, hit for singles and then the home run will come. Or if you keep on, you hit eight singles, you know, you could get, four runs out of that. But if you hit one home run, you only get one. So, I guess it's just, you know, just take it in smaller doses and kind of go from there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, again, it's the ramblings of an architect on a Sunday evening, as he contemplates the next, week ahead of him. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's just really, really my thoughts. I mean, I will add just a couple, like, you know, this week coming up, so this week coming up, I got a few new, you know, like a new job or a new project interview for something in Philly. I'm doing a bunch of work now, with my security consultant again, with a number of different, projects. And I have a firm that's kind of coming on board with me to help me out. So I got to get them set up. I've had initial conversations, but I'm setting up the projects, and we're going to start working together tomorrow. I feel like I have a couple other things. I think I have a Revco work this week, mastermind. So that's probably what I would bring up this week. You know, we always talk about like challenges and highs and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely good stuff going on. And, yeah, I think I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. So, I'm going to sign off for now. And, yeah, I'll move into the, I got to do a movie or not movie. Yeah. I should play movies, right? No, I got to do my music segment next. So, we'll get that in a second, and, we'll see you soon. All right, so this second segment is actually Tuesday night now. And Tuesday ended up having to do a very remedial task, but I had to input about close to 1,500, 2,000 camera information slot, like I had to renumber them or add numbers to some cameras on some drawings that I had. So this is a reflection to that, along with kind of talking about, you know, just doing what you need to do to get things done. So here you go.
Man, whew, day was a long one. I really started out with a mastermind meeting at Revco work, and I just ended the day. It's about 10:30 here. Excuse me, 10:30 here on a Tuesday night, and I just had to number about. There's about 2,000 total cameras I have to number, but I probably did about 1,500 tonight, and I can't see a thing. The way I did it actually is there were some schedules, so think of it like an Excel file or like a spreadsheet, and I'm just, man, excuse me, I'm inputting about, you know, what was it, 1,500 different cells and whatnot, all these different numbers. I was given the numbers from somebody else, but I had to input them into the drawings. And it's one of these things where, you know, I think as a business owner, there's always these situations. I almost dropped the phone. There's always these situations where the last one out the door, or the last line of defense, whatever it may be. But it's like, if nobody's around there to do it, you got to do it. It's like, you know, I'm never above, like, you know, scrubbing the toilet at the office, because the work needs to get done. So you get it done, you rest up a little bit, and then you start doing it again the next day. It's really been a common theme, you know, throughout that I've kind of learned or just had to do for the last 10 odd years or whatever it's been, you know, running the business. I mean, even with my wife's business, same type of deal. You know, sometimes we spend our Sundays over there, you know, sweeping up, mopping the floors for her dance studio, you know, taking out the trash, things like that. And then, you know, still squeezing in time for family life, you know, time with our kids and all that. So it's interesting, because I do get a lot of times people are like, well, how do you have so much time to do it? And I'm just like, I don't know, I just do it and it gets done. So I think it's not necessarily a matter of, like, you know, running out of time. It's just about spending your time wisely and, you know, not really worrying about things or kind of get stuck in, like, you know, paralyzing yourself by an analyzing whatever it may be. You know, just keep doing and going, and that's probably the best, you know, the best way to handle it. You know, don't quit, you know, it's, you just, if you just keep on moving, things will happen. And, you know, this, you know, like I said, today, it was just filled. I mean, even to add to my day, I mean, I just kind of said the beginning and the end, but in the middle of the day, I had to come back here to the house where, there's some, flooring that's getting done in our hallway. So the contractor, I had to meet with the contractor. They were dropping off all the flooring material. They'll be installing that later this week. You know, I had to come back here twice this whole week. Actually, my entire family is gone. I'm the only one here at the house. So, my daughter's going to summer camp. She actually starts tomorrow morning, but they're actually staying up in, it's a summer camp up in New Hampshire. So we actually ended up getting a lake house up there for the week, because it's the first time she's going to camp. So it's for three nights, whatever it may be. But, you know, she's going to be in second grade next year. So in case, you know, she's scared or doesn't, you know, wants to be with her mom or whatever it may be, you know, at least the plan was, you know, at least we would be nearby, but I'm here back in Jersey, not up in New Hampshire. So the rest of the family is enjoying the lake house. But I'm back here. I got, you know, got work to do at the office. And then, you know, a couple things here at the house, you know, during the same week. So, it is what it is. You know, I talked to him earlier on the phone, you know, we did FaceTime on the phone and, you know, it looks beautiful up there, but, I'm, you know, back here and, you know, doing what I got to do for us. And then, you know, I mean, later on the summer, we have another vacation. So I'm also kind of thinking in that way. It's, you know, we'll be down at the beach. So I figure I'd do the work now and, you know, and then actually the work that I'm doing right now, the client I have is a very good client. So I definitely will get paid for, the work I am doing currently. And I will, you know, definitely have that money in hand for, the beach vacation later on this summer. So, you know, like I said, it is what it is. One other thing I wanted, just in this excerpt, is some of the work that I'm doing at the moment is for my security consultant client. I'm getting more involved with them on their project. I may have mentioned it before in another clip or something, but yeah, I'm doing like a number of jobs. There used to be a little bit of I would do like some setup work for them and then they would take it from there, but they're asking me to get a little bit more involved. So I've been, with it. There's a whole bunch of work. Like I said, I mean, probably to do the cameras that I did, I think it was about 5 or 6 hours of work today. And that's just only one project of 3 or 4 that I guess the firm is technically working on. And, I had to reach out for some help. And I really want to thank F9 Productions. They're actually they have a podcast, Alex and Lance. It's called Inside the Firm. Alex and Lance are the owners of F9, and they I listened to their podcast, and I kind of some of the stuff they were talking about. I felt I was kind of on the same page, so I've reached out and said, hey, you know, if there's a possibility to potentially work together, you know, would you be interested? And they were. And then these bunch of projects came up. So I had them start helping me on one of the other casino projects. And their guy, Mark, who's been helping me out, he's actually going above and beyond already on like day one or day two. Really day one. I mean, this was like the first full day. Yesterday was more like, hey, here's the files, you know, kind of get your, just kind of figure your way around them. And today he's just started picking up everything, and he pretty much got through almost everything for this one job. So I actually have to kind of get my act together on my end and start feeding him another project that we have waiting in the wings. So on here, I'm going to thank him. Thank you guys for that at F9. It's been really great having that little bit of help. Because I don't know how else. It's one of these, you know, there's just so much that I don't know where, you know, how I could have been doing that. If I didn't have the help, I'd probably still be sitting there right now at close to, 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night when I started my day at, when was that meeting? I guess it was at 8 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, so it's, you know, it was good again to have that help. So I, you know, it's funny where, cause sometimes, you know, I'll get you know, comments from people or, you know, I've had some employees or whatever. And, you know, it's like, you know, 5 o'clock comes around and they're like, all right, see ya, I'm going. And I'm like, well, wait, this has to get done still. And, you know, it's hard to find people who are willing to put in that, you know, the extra work or the extra mile to get everything done. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. So this is a ramblings for a Tuesday evening. And, yeah, all right. We'll, probably end up, you know, maybe talking maybe like Thursday or something again. All right. See ya. So this final segment is Thursday night. And the funny thing is, and I even mentioned it, is the Thursday night one almost didn't happen. I almost went to bed and didn't even do it. So I ended up actually staying up, and it's kind of nice. I'm glad I did it because I had some ideas that I was trying to work out in my head, and this segment kind of got through that. And so here we go. I mean, and I'll even add that, you know, with all of these that you know, this is a lot of you know, thoughts that are inside my head that I may not necessarily get on paper or anything because I'm sitting at home or whatever. So this was actually a good exercise for me as well to kind of work out some of these thoughts. So here you go for Thursday night. So I was about to actually head to bed, but I remembered the last excerpt I did on Tuesday. I said, oh, I'm going to do one on Thursday. So it is Thursday night, and I gotta keep to my word and do another one of these excerpts of just some thoughts throughout the week. I will say tonight again is another gorgeous June evening or June night here. It's actually a full moon, and it's just perfect outside. Not too humid. Actually, today I came home a little bit early and finished my mowing that I was trying to finish last week. It's kind of how things are going here. I can't quite get everything done on time, but you know, it is what it is. And it is actually a nice night. It's actually kind of nice that I didn't even realize how nice it was out tonight, even though I had been mowing. So I do get a chance to sit back here in the back of my house and enjoy this as I record this as well. It's funny. This whole week, I think I mentioned before, maybe on Tuesday, I've been actually here. My whole family's been away all week. So, you know, going into the week, I thought, oh yeah, I'm busy. I got work to do, but you know, I figured, oh, I'll get to go to the gym on in the evening and kind of, you know, maybe even go some extra nights tonight because it's, in some ways, it's, you know, it's a workout, but, you know, with a little bit of a social thing too. You know, just get to hang out with, you know, people from the gym and chat it up and whatever. But, you know, work was just kind of crazy and just busy. Not really crazy, it's just that there's a lot of stuff I got to get through and get done. So I'm still going through that and almost through everything. And it's been actually funny that you know, some of the people I think I mentioned on Tuesday from F9 who are helping me out, they're getting done fairly quick, so I have to kind of get the next set of stuff done or ready for them. So actually that's something I'm doing tomorrow morning, but that's a good thing, because if we can turn stuff around, you know, there's an opportunity with those projects for more stuff to come our way as well. So so that is a good thing. You know, other than that, well, you know, kind of related to that, it's one thing I've been kind of just thinking all week is like, and it's not all week. This is a constant thought that I have is, you know, working on my own. I always think, you know, there's times where I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to have some help. And I've pulled the trigger a few times in the past where things have gotten busy. But I think that the difference, though, now that I'm running into is I know where I have to be before I actually would pull that trigger and bring somebody else in. Before, it used to be situations where I was like, oh, well, you know, oh, I can see work is going to be coming, so I just need to throw a person, you know, into the mix. And I found that that was a mistake on my part because I wasn't ready to train them. I mean, that was the big thing. I just was not training the people I was bringing in for what I needed them to do. So what ended up happening on my part was I became frustrated, and it didn't have to do with any of the people that I had brought in. It was looking back on it, I was frustrated because of me. I didn't prepare myself to have people working for me. So I know now that if I'm bringing somebody in, I need to have systems in place. I need to train them on those systems and then move forward from there. And then, you know, because one of the things I kind of think of, you know, in my past experiences is like, well, am I going to actually make myself more busy? Not, you know, these people are coming in to help out, but, it's pretty obvious. It's like, I'm not cloning myself, but, you know, training somebody can get somebody to get as close to a clone of myself as I can over time. It's not going to happen, you know, on day one. So, I do understand that, if I do move forward, I mean, it would be great. I mean, right now it's like, there's a number of, business development things going on for me right now that I feel that I should be focusing more on, you know, whether it's a marketing effort or, you know, there's even just yesterday I met with two new one's a potential client. The other one is well, I would say is still a potential client, but pretty much they've given me the go ahead. It's actually just a very small thing. It'll take me a couple hours to do, but it could be that person could be actually a very good potential client down the road because they're like part owners of a country club and very well connected. So that can always lead to something else. But on that part of the business, it's like there's a lot of there's opportunities. Or even, I'm sorry, I got to backtrack a little bit. The other potential client, it's like I need to provide a fee and, proposals. I actually have, I think, two or three that are kind of just sitting on the pipeline that I just need to do and send out. But then on and then to add to that is I do have active projects. So there are a few projects that I have to start working through and get the drawings done, get stuff, get the product out the door. And, it's kind of like one thing is obviously what I said earlier is like, I could throw a person at it, but I don't know if that's going to necessarily be productive or, the other thing that happens is, there's money that I have to pay that person. So that's actually basically in some ways taking, if I'm not prepared correctly, I'm taking money out of my own pocket. And, there's situations where I think that makes sense. I don't think I'm really at that situation right now. If there was something that was like, if I had a project that I was contracted for, it was a long-term project, I actually, there is one project that's kind of like a proposal's been out for a little bit. It's a government job. So, if that one actually comes on board, that could be a job for like a year or two. So if that comes on board, that might be, kind of that trigger point, for me to strongly consider bringing somebody else into the office to help out. But right now it's smaller projects in terms of, some of its scope, but then also, time, like the one I just mentioned, it's just a couple hours. But there are a few proposals. Like I said, there's the one I just mentioned, and there's actually two or three other ones that are a little bit longer projects that could potentially, do that. But, and that just kind of reminds me that there's two projects I can think of just on top of my head that, on the business development side, I need to reach out to those people be like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, you need any more information, or, you know, have you spoken to whoever people you need to speak to, you know, whoever I'm talking to, they might need to talk to somebody else, you know, whether it's, you know, there's a school project that I did a feasibility report on. So, you know, my contact is talking to, you know, some people from the school. You know, the other one, is, well, you know, it's actually a very similar situation where, you know, there's a person who I'm talking to who needs to talk to somebody else who's essentially is the client. So, but like I said, it's like, yeah, but if they go forward, those are bigger jobs that will, require more more manpower for it. And, you know, it's more of a lengthy project rather than, you know, a day or two type, project, or a week long or 2 week long, project. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's really been on my mind of, how to do that. And it's like, it's one of these things where I'm like spending all this time kind of in the business doing the work and that, and then, you know, like I said, I was, you know, even some of the marketing stuff, but then there's the, you know, working on the business part of it that I'm just not getting to at all. And I just have to figure out how to put some time in it. And, you know, in all reality, it's probably more of a thing where I just need to say, okay, for 2 hours on Friday, you know, from, let's say, 3 to 5 o'clock or 2 to 4 o'clock, I'm going to commit myself to doing that. Actually, I know tomorrow it's not going to be that, just because of the a couple other drawing projects that I need to actually get finished by tomorrow. So let's say, you know, I look at my calendar and say Monday, you know, just assign a time next week, you know, whether it's Monday or Tuesday or whatever day. And, but just say, you know, give it that 2 hour window, that 1 hour window, 4 hour window, whatever it ends up needing to be. It's probably best to say, I'm kind of thinking, just say a 1 hour window and, you know, say, you know, 3 to 4, I'm doing this. And, you know, just kind of, you know, put it together. Actually, you know what? I think what I'm going to do in that situation is not only say, let me try to think. I think Monday, 2 o'clock, you know, so it's like after lunch, I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to do it at my office. I think what I'm going to do is, because I've mentioned Revco work, is I'm going to go over to Revco work at 2 o'clock on Monday and work on the business, work on those next steps. And, you know, if anybody from there is listening, you know, I'm putting myself out there. I'm saying Monday, 2 o'clock, I'm going to be over there and I'm going to do that. So that's, I think, what I'm going to do. And just, you know, start working on that, you know, start working on what that next step is. You know, I mean, you know, in all reality, I have numbers, you know, now I'm kind of like thinking, you know, kind of talking through this. Is, you know, it's not only that it's essentially, you know, kind of, it is a business plan. I have some numbers and stuff. I gotta, okay, see, I'm glad I'm doing this because, you know, there are numbers. I know what some numbers are for me in terms of planning and goals and things like that, but it's those actions, those steps that I need to do. So that's what I'm going to do. Monday, 2 o'clock, I'm going to go over to Revco work. I'm even going to post something. I'll post something up and say, hey, you know, probably included with this podcast episode, because this is going to be the last part. And, you know, Monday, 2 o'clock, I'm going over there. Nobody needs to meet me, but I'm just going to put it out there. So if people see me there or don't see me there, that's the other thing. Some people might see it and say, hey, you know, Rich said he was going to be here at 2 o'clock. Where the heck is he? So that type of thing. So I'm going to put myself out there. I'm committing to that time. 2 o'clock, I'm going to work on my business plan. And I'm going to do it over at Revco Work, where other people could be. Maybe there's some, maybe I can luck out and there can be some people there to, you know, bounce ideas off of. So, cool. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I did this excerpt before, instead of going to bed tonight. So, that's about it. Until next time, you know, go over some, you know, whatever. I don't even know what my next episode is. So, but I got some music to put on at the end. So that's when I'll say bye. So for right now, for Thursday night, I'm signing off. See ya.
Gotta think about something for the intro, Blue. I'm not gonna do too much talking on this, though.
I'll talk a little bit, though. So, today's episode's music is called Hungry by Juju Rogers. And like a lot of music these days that I get that I haven't heard from before, it usually comes through my Discover Weekly pod playlist on Spotify. And this week, this song was on there, and I like the song, but the funny thing is the song is called Hungry, and there's actually a line later on in the song that is and I'll play it when it, you know, so you can hear it, but it kind of talks about, like, you know, some people who are working their 9 to 5 and then they work their like 5 to 9 or 5 to 11, you know, so kind of like just kind of grinding and all that different stuff. I thought it kind of related to this episode as well. So so that's it. And, you know, until next time, this is Rich signing off. We'll see you.